Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
The European Court of Human Rights has ruled in favour of a group of elderly Swiss women who had argued that their government's inadequate efforts to combat climate change put them at risk of dying during heatwaves. For more on this, I'm joined by freelance EU correspondent Jack Parrock. Jack, you're very welcome to the programme. Tell me a little bit about this case.
Yeah, it's a landmark case, to be honest. This is really significant. Over 2,000 Swiss women had taken their government, the Swiss government, to the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg. So this is the overarching court that deals with, protecting the rights of the citizens that are in under the jurisdiction of the European Court of Human Rights. And they basically said that because the Swiss government hadn't upheld its promises related to climate change, that it put them at risk of dying. They said that their age and their gender makes them vulnerable to the impacts of climate change. And now the Swiss government essentially has to react or potentially face financial penalties. This is a major, major ruling by the European Court of Human Rights. It cannot be appealed, it cannot be overturned, and it sets a precedent for cases of this nature, for people that are trying to take their governments to court and win, as they have in this case, for not upholding climate ambitions.
So it sets a precedent, as you say, and it's binding on the Swiss government. Has the government there reacted?
They said that they're going to take a look at the ruling and what it means, and they're going to analyse what they need to do about it, which is a pretty standard reaction for a government. It is important just to bring in the fact that there were two other cases, a case that a group of Portuguese young people brought against the Portuguese government, and a French former mayor from a low-lying French town he brought against the French government as well. Both of those cases were actually thrown out on procedural grounds. They didn't win those cases. But the overarching sort of climate justice lobby, the protesters that push on that, see this one with the Swiss women as a huge, huge win today.
It's important that it sets a precedent, as you say, Jack, because Greta Thunberg, the activist, was in the court, I think, with the Swiss women. She said this was only the beginning of climate litigation. So you could imagine now that various groups in various countries could be starting their own litigation against their own governments.
Well, there are already hundreds of cases going through national courts in the European Union that then can reach their way up to the ECHR lawyers across the board. There are special NGOs that are completely devoted to climate litigation. And this win is really the sort of start, I think, of a series of different cases that will reach the ECHR, but also other national courts. And I think what you mentioned, Greta Thunberg, who's obviously the symbol of climate action, having started her protest by, striking from her school to sit outside the Swedish parliament. It was considered sort of symbolic and a look, sort of optics of climate justice demands. And then we had huge Fridays for Futures protests across many EU member states. Mm-hmm. All of those things put pressure on governments. What we see today for the first time is serious legal demands
on the government.
And
that's why it stands out as a ruling. Look, it's very interesting indeed. Freelance EU correspondent Jack Parrock, thank you very much for bringing us the detail on that. We'll take a very quick break. We'll be back with a preview of Ireland versus England.